All right, we are day 57, and we are hanging out in Hebrews today.
All right, so Hebrews is, we're looking at just at a few chapters of it, but again, the encouragement is, if you've never read the whole thing, read it, because it all builds on each other. When we get to this chapter 10, you're kind of like, you've missed a lot of foundation of how we got here.
Yeah, we don't know who wrote Hebrews.
We don't know who wrote it. It is assumed that Paul wrote it, but it does not have that typical, hey, this is Paul.
It's not Paul-esque.
It is not Paul-esque. But the language, a lot of times I think it is from him because of the way it's taught, you know, the talking in it.
Yeah. There's so much Old Testament in this book.
So what
they,
we can know.
They knew.
Yep. What we can know from that is it was definitely a Jewish person, a Hebrew, that was writing this. And the thing that when you read the entirety of it is, Hebrews is a book written by a Hebrew telling Hebrews to stop acting so Hebrewish. like basically it's them trying to say there was this thing about Judaism, you know, that was flooding the church. And that was that belief that to be a Christian, you first had to be a Jew, meaning you had to be circumcised and follow the law and all of these things. And Hebrews is basically the entirety of Hebrews. If you want to sum it up, it is telling the person reading it, the superiority of Christ. Like, it's
Jesus
basic.
Jesus is better.
Jesus is better than all this other stuff. And so it's in a way, it's saying, don't waste your time on empty religious ritual. Jesus is sufficient, and he is superior to all of this. He's better than the rites of Judaism. And we see that.
Which would be hard for Jews to to wrap their heads around. Because, I mean, you think about 1,500 years of sacrifice at the temple. Just all coming to a close. And
Well, and that's why we see if this could have been, why it really could have been Paul writing it, is because you think Paul dedicated his life to that. And then he had to have that. That's why Paul was so adamantly against Christianity, was because he, you know, it's coming against everything I've been taught to believe, until Christ showed him that. It, you know, as it says in chapter 10, right off of bat in our reading for this, it says, verse 1, the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming. So, you know, the writer of Hebrews is saying, don't focus so much on the shadow, right? In Christ, you have, you now you see the object
the
of all of this.
Well, that's what we always say about Old Testament people, is like, they got the shadow and we get the substance.
So, and that's what we see in the reading is again, it's all of this leading up to this moment of comparing the two, and then you get to this moment of Christ's sacrifice for all, meaning, hey, this is why he's better, is because you don't have to keep going and sacrificing, you know? Verse 4, he's just like, it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. He's like, we don't mess with the old system, because it's not adequate.
The words better, more, and greater appear 25 times.
In the entire book, or just in that?
No, in the entire,
book. So yeah, there's this, you know, and that's what we're seeing here is, this is why Christ is better. And then the call to persevere, meaning, you know, don't let go of your faith. He, remember, they're writing this to people that have put their faith in Jesus, and then they get confused on these other teachings that are coming in, trying to pull them back. And this is that call to persevere. Don't forsake what you believed. And then, you know, this is where we get chapter 11, the beautiful, the faith, understanding what faith is.
The hall of faith.
The hall of faith. So you have all these people listed that, you know, we know from the scripture. And here's something that I just want to encourage us to think about. While this is a hall of faith that is been written all these years ago, the hall of faith hasn't, it hasn't closed. Right? Like, we have just as much ability to be included in that hall of faith, because we are continuing in the foundation of these. You know, that's what Jesus kept always saying. And Paul would always say this. He would say the prophets and the law, that's the foundation. And then you're being built upon the foundation. And that's this whole beautiful picture here is, you know, this hall of faith is our foundation, but you're being built upon this foundation.
Well, and I think sometimes people look at this list and think, oh, these people were so great and so amazing. They're listening. But that's not generally like the whole point. It's to point to Jesus, that these guys, yes, they were faithful, but they're not Jesus.
No, and they were striving for something that they weren't going to receive on this side.
Yeah.
And that's the encouragement to the Hebrews, you know, the people reading Hebrews then and us, is don't get so caught up in the here and now. Mm-hmm. Like these people strive. That's why the writer talks about things about they were chasing after a city that was not of this world. Mm-hmm.
And these people were jacked up.
Yeah, there was
a lot. We've talked about that before in our podcast, that I've got some beef with people that are listed here. But I mean, I know. Okay, God.
Yeah, there really isn't anybody. There's a handful that you could, you know, like Enoch. We don't have enough known about him to know what, you know, maybe
his issues were. You get down to Samson and you're like, what?
Oh, and it's even the ones that, you know, Abraham. Jacob. Well, Abraham lied.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gave away his wife 2 times.
Yeah.
You know? And then you have, Jacob and being a liar. You have Moses himself. You know, Moses was a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, there's encouragement to that. And then, you know, don't miss sight of, because we can be encouraged by that. Then we move into, you know, chapter 12 or so, it's talking about discipline. And again, nobody wants to talk about discipline, but that's what the writer's saying. He's saying, listen, God has a goal and a plan, mm-hmm. and you're part of that, and he's going to do what he has to do to make sure that that is going to happen. He disciplines because he loves us and because we're mm-hmm. one of his and we're part of his family, and it all kind of leads together.
One of my favorite discipline quotes is, discipline brings freedom, not slavery. Mm. And I love that because that's so true.
That is good. Mm-hmm. That is good. So yeah, this is, you know, this is Hebrews is one of those that covers so much. It's kind of like, don't read Hebrews like a buffet, meaning don't just pick the parts you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, that's why I read the book in its entirety, because it paints this complete picture mm-hmm. of Christ is better, and this is what he accomplished, and this is why we need to give ourselves to that.
Yep.
And this is why God disciplined and persevere
because of that. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I hopefully you enjoyed it as you read it. But again, I'd encourage, if you've never read it in its entirety, spend some time doing that so you can see the full thought.